The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's P.J. Fleck. Minnesota hosts Buffalo on Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
We'll go straight to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Andy Greeter, St. Paul Press.
Hey, Coach. Thanks for taking the time this morning. I just wanted to ask you about injuries and in particular, Garrison Wright. Is he ready to go on Thursday?
Yeah, Garrison Wright's all set, ready to go. And, for the most part, we're as healthy as you possibly can be after a training camp. But I think our players feel like they're, like it's football. You're never going to feel completely 100% healthy, but it's as close to that as we possibly can. So Garrison's all ready to go. Antoine's all ready to go, and we're looking forward to the game.
Thanks, Coach.
You got it, Andy. Thank you.
Your next question is from Christopher Stock, inside the U.
Hey, Coach, you had mentioned Mark Richt as someone that you have been following over the years in on your show and the notebook and things. What is it about Coach Richt and maybe your connection to him that you've appreciated over the years?
Yeah, I think the consistency of who he really is. He develops young men on and off the field. And I think he believes in the better the person, the better the player. I think he believes in that approach. And, anytime you win 9 games, you think that you'd be okay. And, in terms of that's a lot of wins, 9 or 10 wins. And when you get fired for that, your perspective has to be incredibly unique to be able to, continue on in your profession. And then not only that, take another job like the University of Miami. I have the utmost respect for him. I've never really got a chance to meet him. But I will say this, when I was a player, I used to write letters to all Division I head football coaches. All 120 at the time. When I was a player, talking about how I wanted to become a coach, I sent out 4 a year. There were 2 that I always got back, one from Joe Paterno and one from Mark Richt. And he didn't know me from anybody. And a letter back from him is the reason why no matter who writes me or who emails me, everybody always gets a response. And it's amazing people that you don't even meet find a way to shape your life and shape the way you want to coach. And I want the holistic approach with my players and the teams that I coach, and that academically, athletically, socially, spiritually, we will continue to grow. And good things will happen and bad things will happen. But if we're trained to respond in an elite way, that's what we want to continue to teach them throughout their time here.
Thank you. Good luck this season.
Yep, my pleasure.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Leo Hackerty at Sports Magazine.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Coach, what was a major factor in you going to Minnesota?
I think opportunity, right? That was one of the major factors. Opportunity and our athletic director, Mark Coyle. I believed in his vision. His vision aligned with my vision of whatever the next step was going to be. It was going to have to be something that fit me perfectly. And when you haven't won a championship in 50 years, that fits me perfectly. It's kind of the story of my life. And those are the programs that I like to take over. Those are the challenges and opportunistic opportunities that I like to take on. And same thing with my staff. So we have a certain way of doing things. We have a certain culture and how we're doing things. And that's what we were hired to do, to install our culture. Not to be able to springboard off of what other people have done. It was to install our culture the way we know how to do it. And that's what I was hired to do. So that was 2 of the main factors. One, the opportunity, and also Mark Coyle, our athletic director.
Coach, when you got to the Twin Cities, what was your most significant challenge?
I think the most significant challenge is changing people's perspectives, beliefs, thoughts, the way they walk, talk, act about Minnesota Golden Gopher football. But when you haven't won a championship since 1967, people feel like it'll never happen. And they've heard this before or that before. And anytime you're a new head football coach, when you've had a program that's had 6 head coaches in 11 years, people start to doubt what's going to happen next. That's what we have to change. And all the reasons why we say we can't win championships, we can win championships. We have to start thinking that way. We have one of the most unique, most opportunistic cities in America. We have one of the largest campuses in the country. We have a brand new $166 million Athletes Village facility that's state-of-the-art. That's one of the top, I'd say probably one of the top 20 facilities in America. and we're located in between 18 Fortune 500 companies, that for the future of the rest of your life, that's why coming here, there's a huge advantage. And we have to start looking at the reasons why we can, not why we can't. And I think that's the hardest part, is to change people's perceptions of moving forward, of becoming a champion, and having people celebrate the process instead of just the results.
Coach, last question, and thank you for your time. In your mind, being in a city with an NFL team, is it a help or a hindrance to your program?
Are you saying me as a player and as a coach?
Yeah. As a coach,
I think you got the Vikings right down the road. The one thing about my time in the National Football League as a player and as a coach is that, you know, most of these players dream to play in the National Football League. Now, not all of them will do that, but if I want my son to get somewhere, I'm going to put him around people who have been there. And no matter what that is, whether that's an internship for a business, whether that's football and the National Football League. So when you have a head football coach that played and coached in it, I think Jim Harbaugh and I are the only two. Maybe Coach, I can't remember who else, maybe the guy out at ECU, maybe the same way. But when you have that, you know what it's like on both ends. You know what it's like as a player. You know what it's like as a coach. You know the business end. You know the player's end. And you can really help players develop into the best NFL prospect they can possibly be. And not only do that, but lead them in a holistic life with a program designed to make you a better person, a better husband, a better father, but also the best football player you could possibly be. So I think it always helps if you want to get somewhere to surround yourself with somebody who's been there at all levels, not just from the coaching side or not just from the playing side. And I think that gives us a unique advantage at times.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck Thursday night.
Yeah, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Your next question is from Eric Olson, Associated Press.
Yeah, PJ, Nebraska switching to the 3-4 defense this year, and I know that at Minnesota you guys are going to be showing some of that. Traditionally, you've been a 4-3 guy. Could you ever see yourself gravitating over to the 3-4 full-time up there?
Oh, I think you could obviously make a case for it. I think recruiting has a lot to do with that. What type of talent can you get up front? I think that really dictates that. I think we have the linebackers for a 3-4 system up front. I think we'd have to be able to create a lot more depth and kind of change the style of what type of defensive lineman we recruit of what's here. Well, that's why we are traditionally a 4-3. We're a 4-3 this year, but we're going to see a lot more 3-4 because of personnel. I also think, you know, in terms of a lot more athletic linebackers, the way the game is going and how many people get spread all over the field, your linebackers have to cover some incredible athletes. The more of those type big, long, athletic linebackers you can have on the field, the better to not only help the run game but also the pass game. So, you know, I think you can see it, but right now we're still the 4-3 system. We're just going to be very unique with our personnel this year.
Do you think that's the way the game is going?
I think everybody has their own philosophy, but I think it's heading more towards that way than the traditional 4-3. Just because of even the tight ends these days, they're not necessarily just the 21 personnel tight ends that you're running power all the time. These tight ends can do a lot of things, and if you can match people up with a tight end on a linebacker that you have an advantage of, that's what you have to be able to prevent. So, you know, again, 3-4, 4-3, the system for us is very, very close in how we approach it. And but I do think the game is evolving a little bit more that way, and you're seeing a lot more teams switch into the 3-4 instead of going from 3-4 to 4-3.
Thank you.
You bet.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck this weekend.
I appreciate it. Row the boat, Scotty Mott. Go Gophers. Thank you.